I guess I'm actually asking a question about the wind. It just seems... I don't know how you can play in this. Maybe it'll be better by...
And who knows, like the outdoor game in Winnipeg, I mean, it's a windy place. Yep. And we thought it was going to be tough all day, and we got out there and it seemed to settle. So we'll see come game time. And then, you know, it's just really good for the coaches, because if you got a back check into the wind, probably shouldn't turn that puck over. So we'll be selling it hard tonight.
How long, Paul, does it take to actually feel like a game itself? Is it a couple shifts in from your standpoint, or what do you expect?
I never got to that feeling. So I've done a couple outdoor games, charity, one NHL, and it never felt like the atmosphere is completely different. I think the players actually get to it maybe more than I do, because they're physically in the game, but you're trying to figure out what to forgive. When you think of Edmonton's Mark Letestu, no, Winnipeg Jet, you know, pulls one off Buff because he couldn't get the shot off on a power play. Like, is that are we ready to play or are we not? So it's hard for the coach. I found it a difficult time to find what I was going to be complain about, because I'm not sure what was prep or, you know, what we were good at. Was it, can we manufacture that again? So all we're selling tonight is the story that we've been preaching for, you know, the last week or two, our game, and I'll probably not yell as much tonight. Seriously, I won't complain as much.
Paul, do you remember the last time what the effect of an outdoor game was going forward? Like, because is it like a punctuation mark on the season that breaks it up and get that whole return to roots thing? Yeah, like, did it have any residual effect, positive or negative, do you recall?
I think when you can have a little bit of fun built into your year, it's a good thing. We're trying to do that just in our normal operating, not be in a bad mood all the time, but get the guys together, have a little bit of fun. But when you're 5-6, you may not feel like you're having as much fun. I think it's great. You know what? It's great for the fans, because they're still talking about it in Winnipeg. Somebody's got an outdoor game story. And then it was cool for me, too. You know, it's the Oilers. Wayne Gretzky's there. That makes it for a cool day, right? Like, it's, if you're a hockey fan, these things, there's going to be some great pros that you grew up watching TV on TV, and they're going to be there, and I'm going to enjoy the hell out of that.
Can you tell us about your decision on the back end lineup for tonight?
So Tucker Poolman comes back into the lineup, and Ville will come out. It was fairly succinct, I thought.
Obviously everybody makes a big deal of the 9-game mark. I don't know how big a deal that is internally, but it does buy you a little bit more time to make a decision.
Yes, it would. But this is as we get to this time, really now becoming not about the Winnipeg Jets and all about Ville. And in part because we've liked so much of his game, we think, hey, this guy, he's the only 18-year-old defenseman left. There just aren't a lot of them that play in their first year for a good reason. His play has certainly made us think long and hard, and we'll continue to do that, so we buy a little more time to watch. But again, the most important thing for the Winnipeg Jets is the right path for Ville to become as good as we think he can be based on what we've seen.
He responded pretty well to the break the last time. I mean, is this something that could be sustainable where he is kind of in and out, or...?
I don't know that makes any sense at all for a young player, an 18-year-old, to be in and out of your lineup. The difference with Gustafson for me right now, he's 19 and he's also training for the job that he will have. That's where David comes into the NHL. He comes in that center position on the fourth line, and then where he develops into, we'll see. May end up being a second line center at some point, or in kind of the Adam Lowry mold. But Ville would not be training for the job that he's going to do by being in and out of the lineup.
Paul, I know Nathan was in the yellow yesterday. Yeah. Could he be a player on the road trip next
yes,
week?
He could be. Okay. Yeah. So we're hopeful that that he gets into a regular contact uniform, and he's been working hard off ice. So we don't think there's much turnaround. Once he gets green lighted to go, he'll be a player. Yes. Yeah, no decision. Kevin hasn't made a decision yet on which forward it's going to be, but we'll have somebody meet us.
Just one on Adam Lowry, who we talked to a few minutes ago. He said he felt like maybe last game they started getting him and Andrew and with Jack started getting a little more towards what they do very well. Would you agree? And
Well, Adam, first of all, Adam's always played well against L.A. His third game in the NHL was against L.A., and that's where we went, okay, he gets to stay all year because he was the lone physical force we had out there at a young age. Those guys will get into their rhythm. I got lots of faith in the chemistry between Andrew and Adam, and I've really liked the way Jack Roslovic has added a little different dynamic to that line.